This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning, this is Nigel D'Souza and you're tuned in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. While we wake up to weak cues coming in from the Asian markets, most of the Asian markets are trading with a bit of a cut. Remember, overnight, the US markets were shut, but the IMF, or the International Monetary Fund, said on Monday that the global economic outlook remains sluggish as it trimmed its growth forecast for 2019-2020 to 2.9% and 3.3% respectively. This morning from the Asian markets, investors will await the Bank of Japan's release of its quarterly outlook report that could provide cues in terms of direction from the central bank's monetary policy in Japan. But coming back to our own markets, we had a very weak trading session yesterday's trade. We started off at fresh all-time highs. From the top, the Sensex saw a cut of closure around 750 points odd. Yes, the mid-caps did a relative outperformance, but it snapped its 9-day gaining streak. In terms of flows, the FIIs were on a buyer strike. They pumped in only around 6 crores. But the DIIs, they were the ones that really spoiled the party yesterday because they sold big time, nearly around 1,420 crores. That's the highest DIISL number we have got in the past 1 month. In terms of the F&O action, well, it was quite bearish. The FIIs, they are buying some puts in case things go wrong. They have some protection out there and they're writing calls as well. There was some big shorting that we saw on the Nifty Bank. Remember, it was under pressure after big boy HDFC Bank as well as Kotak Mahindra Bank, both of them delivered a subdued set of numbers. So the Nifty Bank is likely to remain under some pressure unless we see a big recovery from these levels. In terms of levels you're looking at in the Nifty, well, yesterday's high, 12,430, that becomes a crucial resistance level. While on the downside, we're hovering around the 12,224. That's where the 20 DMA is. While deeper down at around 12,100 is where the 50 DMA does come in. Shifting focus to stocks and news today, well, Zee Entertainment, Havells, they'll be reporting their numbers from the big boys. Besides that, we'll also keep an eye out on Granules and HDFC AMC as well as Polycab India. All these companies will be delivering their numbers today. We got some numbers coming in overnight as well, and Canfin Homes, the numbers look quite good in these sort of challenging environment, because the disbursements came in higher by around 12% on a year-on-year basis. That's the best we've seen in multiple quarters. They also delivered a disbursement growth of around 10% on a sequential basis, which definitely will get a thumbs up. The NIMS as well came in at 3.42%. That's the best we've seen in the past 7 quarters. Well, Justdial's numbers were a little bit disappointing. The revenue growth came in only at around 4%. We were working with a number of around 9% to around 10% odd. KEI Industries will be another stock you should look out for. They delivered their numbers and the revenue growth came in higher by around 21%. The margins more or less stable came in at around 10.6%, but the net profit jumped up by around 50%, could get a positive tick in opening trade. Balrampur Chini had disclosed to the exchanges yesterday that there was an explosion at one of their plants which damaged some pipelines and pumps at one unit. The company is taking adequate steps to ensure refunctioning of full capacity. So we'll keep an eye out on that stock as well. NBCC will be providing consultancy for a project worth 720 crore rupees to Central Coalfield. So that stock as well will be on your radar. Well, this is Nigel and you've been listening in to Market Buzz podcast brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.